American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Here at Naval Station Mayport, there's very little to protect us, so we are sitting on the deck of USS Milwaukee, and we're here to commemorate the 75th anniversary of Naval Station Mayport, and Command Master Chief Bill Houlihan is by my side. You know, beyond the weather, so far everyone's been very welcoming. We appreciate that. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
75 years, get right up on that microphone.
Yeah, 75
Thank you so
years.
Much for hosting us.
Going strong.
So many stories here in Mayport memories. Do you have one, two that really stand out in your years of service here at Mayport?
Well, it's interesting. I've only been here about a year and a half, so I'm the exception on this base in that a lot of people come here and try to stay here, and that's a testament to Mayport and the Jacksonville area. So the only stories I have are the year and a half that I've been here. And from what I've experienced here, it has been easily the greatest duty station I've ever been to. It really is something special, and everybody in the Navy knows that.
How about the community? I mean, the community around this base, when you get out into the community as well, we were playing sound a little bit ago from the annual military appreciation lunch at the Chamber Hosts. It really appears that this Northeast Florida community wraps its arms around Mayport, around NAS Jacksonville as well, but really Naval Station Mayport in this area of town.
I have been to many different naval stations, and every one you go to, every city claims to be a Navy town. San Diego, Norfolk, all over the country, but nothing compares to Jacksonville. And the reason for that, I believe, is you go out in the Jacksonville area, the beaches area, and there is a genuine affection for the Navy and for sailors here, and you can feel it. And it's not just the thank you for your service, and we appreciate that, but it is the genuine conversations that you have with people and the interest that they have in sailors, and we appreciate it. There is no place like this.
Saw a lot of fresh faces. We were setting up our broadcast equipment yesterday and again this morning as well. Everyone is so accommodating. Is that a challenge, and how is the Navy addressing the challenge of the next generation and making sure that we have the best fighting force going forward?
I know this generation. I am very familiar with these young sailors, and I know what we're talking about. We are talking about a very young group of people, but they are specifically special because every single one of them, and we're talking about 90% of our force right now, joined our Navy after 9/11. And that says a lot because they knew what they were getting into. Maybe they joined for college, maybe they joined to see the world or whatever their reasons were. But the core of that and at that very baseline is the fact that they joined a Navy that they knew was going to join the global war on terrorism.
And they're going to see a part of history on this ship a little bit later this morning at 9 with the Pearl Harbor commemoration 76 years ago. That history is so important to understanding what it is they're doing today. I'd imagine there are lineages.
Well, we can be easily and fairly evaluated as a Navy by the honors and the way that we honor our veterans. And when you think about Pearl Harbor and you think about that generation of Americans and what they did for this nation and the standards that they set for us, we really push our sailors to get to know those men and women and get to know that the sacrifices that they made were not in vain and that we will continue on those standards and traditions.
75 years here at Naval Station Mayport, and Command Master Chief Bill Houlihan is leading the group now, and I understand a little bit later today there will be kind of a tie-in and a marker of 75th anniversary, but you all don't necessarily do a whole lot of cheerleading. That's why we're here. We want to make sure that we say happy anniversary to y'all.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. But yeah, you're right. We don't do a lot of cheerleading, but we appreciate the cheers from you. So it is special for us, and our sailors understand the significance of this day.
Thank you for hosting us, and thank you again for your service.
Thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
All right, Naval Station Mayport. Live coverage continues on Jacksonville's Morning News.